Blog Talk Radio.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. 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 That's it.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what's your mama say?
She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Papa? Oh, we ain't talking about Papa.
No, man. Papa was all right.
Papa was hanging out, you know.
Hanging out.
I think Papa was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on. Clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, sonny. I know your mommy cooked them good home-cooked ribs today.
The green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked them.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Your intelligence, increase your knowledge, take yourself to the next level of energy and power. You must do this, brothers and sisters. You must do this. Bring yourself into a state of supreme cosmic energy. All right? So this is something that you must understand, overstand. Right now, they know I'm doing this message, and there's never been that many Facebook reminders of what I'm coming up. It's kind of crazy, but that's all right. That's all right. We all good. We all good. All right. Let's go through this right here. It's not going to take us long. All right. You want to find yourself a seat. You want to sit down. Sit down. You want to find yourself a you want to stand up. You can stand up. All right. I'll take me a little seat right here. All right. So it's important that we understand, overstand that looking into the darkness is, or dark energy is extremely important. All right. That's number one. Looking into the darkness is extremely important because we were created directly from the darkness. All right. We were created directly from the energies throughout the entire cosmos. This is who we are. So it is our duty, all right, to constantly be in that place of cosmic energy, that darkness. We must constantly, consistently and constantly be in that place of, I link it to the darkness, I link it to the darkness, I link it to the darkness. That's what we must be, all right? And that's, I want to just give you guys this tutorial before we go into this meditation, because it's important that we bring ourselves to the point of nothing but cosmic supremacy. And cosmic supremacy means that you have linked into that quadruple black darkness. We talked about, I think that was last night, we link into that quadruple black darkness where you, the energy within you can literally consume the light that it created. All right? So let's get into this right here. Let's get our meditation on. All right? You know the deal, brothers and sisters. Get your meditation on. Let's get all your creeps out. Get your stresses in. Shake it all out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. All right? So that you can be free, Get your stresses in. You got to get your yawns out. Get your yawns out. Get your body prepared. All right? Let's go into this. Thank you. You use those. Alright? Let's get our bodies together. In your nose, out of your mouth. Focus on the dark energy within you. Close your eyes. See the darkness. Flow in the darkness. Part of the darkness. See the darkness flowing all around you. Feel the power of the dark energy becoming a part of you. Breathe deeply in your nose and out of your mouth. Feel the power of the darkness. Feel the energy of darkness. Feel the force of the darkness. See how it engulfs you. Feel it pulling inside of you. Pushing, moving.
Energy
there's no death for you and for me in my form. We formed you in the beginning of everything. Then the root of kindness came. Why are you evil? Why are you evil? Now we are part of this show. More than I did, man. Not the spiritual mind. We are part of the darkness. We are part of the darkness. As you see this energy turning, you see it turning, you see it moving up in the cosmos and moving over your head. Watch, feel, see this energy pull in all other energy from the cosmos as it becomes greater. See a huge ball of dark energy with lightning flashing, lightning colors of purple, pink, red, orange, blue, white, yellow, flashing. This is the dark energy that bears the power of all light forms of energy. Now see this dark energy, see this ball of energy move down towards you. Now this ball of energy, this dark energy, is flowing over your head. This lightning, purple, pink, blue, red, orange, yellow, green, flashes of lightning. Now see this energy broaden and flatten over your head and over your entire body. See yourself reaching up for this energy. See your hands touching this energy. Now use your hands and pull it all into your body. What a shit I think you're all born. Pull this energy into you. Feel the energy filling your body. Feel the energy. Oh, feel it going through your chakras, feel it going through your body, your head, your neck, your face, your shoulders, your chest, your arms, your waist, your genitals, your buttocks, your legs, your feet, your toes, your thighs, you're everywhere, it's all over you. Feel this energy filling you up. You are now a part of the darkness. Allow the darkness to erect a power in you that has never been seen before in mankind's history. Be a part of this, and it is a part of you. The darkness speaks to you. The darkness speaks through you. The darkness will be your guide, your protection, your energy, your strength, your wealth, your freedom, your everything. For the darkness is your salvation. No kudas did Allah in me to wash you. Mira who is God in the deep. No sphere who not come to the darkness is your friend. The darkness is your companion. The darkness is your light. The darkness is your path. The darkness is your way. The darkness is where you belong. Be now. a part of this powerful energy. See this energy flowing through your veins. Feel it going through your muscles. Feel it in your organs as it increasingly increases the suffering in you. Say within yourself, I am the darkness. I am the power of the darkness. I am everything, y'all. The darkness teaches you. The darkness will show you everything that's been taken away from you. The darkness will show you. And you will understand. And you will act upon what you see. The darkness will be your wealth, your strength, your everything. Do not allow mankind to tell you different because you are the darkness, my children. You are the darkness. All of you are the darkness. And you possess the seed of the cosmos within you. Now see the dark energy standing behind you. Dark energy standing behind you in your nose, out of your mouth. Breathe. See the darkness standing behind you. A strong, muscular man. A strong, muscular woman. For the darkness is male and female. For the darkness positive and negative. So the darkness is electrical and magnetic. The darkness is dark and light. For the darkness is the power that is within you. The darkness is you in the flesh and in the spirit. For you are the power of the darkness, my people. You are the power of the darkness. I hope you all enjoyed this meditation. It's important that you understand where you stand in this. It's important to understand where you stand. Your power is in the darkness. Now, we ain't through yet. You just got the darkness. You ain't got the triple black darkness yet. Now it's time. Yetu Roki Azia. Metu Kulara Yanaka Ide Oma. Mosali Kirisha Omosu Kala Yahuna. Metala Okohona. The darkness is your power, your energy and strength. Now, we go deeper, sink into the darkness we see. Now, sink yourself. You want your hands to motion up and down your body like this. Up and down. Just like this. Say within yourself, I multiply the dark energy within me. I link it to the triple black darkness. The dark fire. The black fire I link him to the fire of the cosmos. I link him to the pure black plasma energy. I link it to the ether that's within me. I link it to the carbon that is in me. I combine the plasma, the ether, and the carbon as one. This is the triple black darkness. The dark plasma, the dark carbon, the dark ether. Combine them as one. Now see the light of the darkness shining around you. Feel it. Touch it with your hands. Feel your aura of true darkness. Feel it. Your hands over your head just glide it over and you will feel the aura of the darkness consuming and building and shaping you into the form of darkness. Yahweh, I am your guide. I am your protector. I am your teacher. I am he. I am she who has no name. For God, and Yahweh, the nameless one, I am. I am the darkness that you seek. I am the power that you need. You need me. I don't need you. You need me, but I need you to be who I am in order for you to strengthen that which is around you. Una kalistira una. Una shirtira that which created you. you, for you have always been my children. You have always been. Be a part of this. Let it be a part of you. Some of you may be feeling hungry right now. All right? Some of you may be feeling hungry right now. And after this meditation, it would be nice if you want to get yourself something to eat. Because as darkness came into you, it consumed all the energies that were not supposed to be within you. And it consumed those energies, and it made those energies a part of it. So, you know, it's a change that's happening within you, right? So, this is the end of this meditation. I hope you all have taken part of this. This is a very powerful meditation. As we get ready to go into a new realm, a new planet, new star system, galaxy, cosmos, everything is going to be new. By the end of the year, we're going to be looking at a completely new universe. All the universes are changing the same way. All the universes across the cosmos, everything, when something happens in the cosmos, everything happens together. Nothing happens simultaneously. All this happened here, this happened here. Everything happens together. All right? You're talking about spirit energy. And this is something that cannot be missed. So these Saxons are going to have a hard time trying to figure out what's going on. I'm glad to be here with you, brothers and sisters. All right? I'm glad to be a part of this. And I got some other things to do. Meditation with you all. And this will be a mass meditation where you all looking into the darkness. Okay, guys? So I catch you guys later. I do this as many times as you want to. Alright, do this as many times as you want to. You can never get enough dark energy. Believe me, I do dark energy meditations all the time. Alright? Charge yourself up. Alright, guys? So, you know the deal. All power to the most chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos is change, not peace. Much power to you all. Dark Angel, Seaman, Mahatma Kuri, Anu, signing out.
Welcome, guys, to Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Haru, and I'm actually doing this on a Monday, but Spiritual Soul Sunday, guys, this is the podcast that was one of the podcasts that was supposed to be done this weekend. I love you guys. Thank you guys for your patience as you coming through this Liongate portal, a lot of transition, transformation, energy. I am so forever grateful for you know, not only my ancestors, but the ancestors, you know, for just everything, the deities, I am just, I can't even begin to show my gratitude to the unseen and the ancestors for even making themselves known and, to me, you know what I mean? And not just to me, but making themselves know if we were really truly paying attention, you know what I mean, to what's really going on. If we all say that it's a lot going on, it truly is a lot going on. But I'm just grateful for the eye to see, all right? So this is going to be an extension to the Lion's Gate.
I've been going through it all. I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
Back all against the wall. Trying hard not to fall.
Yeah.
All I wanted was the ball.
Hey.
I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
Back all against the wall.
Wall.
I only get one call.
Yep.
Who the fuck do I call?
Tyrone.
I ain't got no friends.
Right.
All I got is my fam.
Nigga.
If you don't really give a fuck,
huh,
then I don't really give a damn.
Shit.
Fuck all these other niggas.
Yeah.
Don't wanna do a song with you.
Right.
If you wanna know what I'm thinking,
hey,
then follow me on my Twitter. Think I've been too nice,
right?
This is where the shit ends.
Yeah.
Y'all done got to relax.
Yeah.
Can't stick to the fucking facts.
Damn.
I don't fuck with nobody.
Right.
I never fuck with nobody.
No.
You can ask anybody.
Gone.
They say I did, then they lying.
Yep.
All this could have been avoided.
Right.
But nigga really had to snap.
See.
Cause I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody had my back.
Damn.
Where the fuck was y'all at? When Vadula went down.
Right.
Soon as I'm back up, everybody wanna come around. Y'all know I go hard, so push up the fucking fader. Yesterday I'm a hater, today's a cover of the fader. I've been going through it all, no drugs, no alcohol. 420 came back around, but I already came down. I thought I had it figured out, but then it all came clear. Only thing that kept me going is looking in the fucking mirror.
I'm just too
damn pretty.
Right.
I know your man agreed with me.
Right.
The world would be fucked up.
Yeah.
And my face wasn't all in it.
Damn.
She ill is back in your face. Instagram and book
face.
And I ain't done with y'all yet.
Face.
Going up the internet.
Man,
I've been going through it all. That's why I'm going hard.
Hard.
You did the shit to yourself.
Right.
I swear it's not my fault. Today I'm feeling really blessed. So I'ma count my blessings. I got my number two pencils for all you hoes to be testing. I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall. Trying hard not to fall. All I wanted was the ball. I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall. I only get one call. Who the fuck do I call? I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall. Trying hard not to fall. All I wanted was the ball. I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall.
Dude.
I only get one call. Who the fuck do I call? Winter time.
I've been going through it all.
This is not just about asking for stuff.
while that's nice, you know, this is also one of the things that we need to be praying for this planet, because it's a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Harubi, can we come say hi to the people? Where's your aunt? Where's your aunt?
Hello.
Where's your man's voice? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to turn this over here where I am going to be lighting up some incense for my ancestors. Okay, Haru, turn the camera up. Let me light up some incense for the ancestors so y'all can see my ancestral altar. Okay, yeah, put this, my ancestral altar, that's the top, and that's the bottom. All right, ancestors. Mm-hmm. So I am going to light a candle. Okay. Yeah. Let me put this back here. Let me put this ancestral money. Matter of fact, I think I'll burn some ancestral money tonight. Yes. You know what? I'm going to wait to burn this petition tomorrow. Oh, wait a minute. I got a petition here. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm going to have to burn this tomorrow. This is my petition. So I'm going to put it back here. And I will burn this tomorrow. When I get back in the house. Okay. Let me get up, Harold. All right. So one of the things we want to do, you know what I'm saying, with this Lion's Gate portal, because it's a Lion's Gate portal and it is in the sign of Leo, we want to be burning, you know, a candle. So whether, you know, whether you have like a tea light candle, you have a shine candle, or you have, you know, these, I forgot what they're called, these types of candles, and or a 7-day candle, okay? Being that today is Sunday and I was born on a Sunday, greetings, Universal Nail Goddess. And my particular archangel is Archangel Michael, okay? So tomorrow when you tap in, thank you, King Lion of Judah. Tomorrow when you tap into this energy, first of all, let me, it's going to be a number 8 type energy. It's going to be on the 8th. So just bear with me here. Let me get this info right here. The number 8, okay? I got some notes here, so. The number 8 resonates with the influence and vibration of authority, personal power, self-confidence, executive ability, inner strength, professionalism, professional management, material freedom, success, good judgment, money, finances, riches, manifesting, wealth, abundance, prosperity, investment, discrimination, discernment, giving and receiving, okay? We are now in a time where we have to be, you know, whether you donate to the food bank or you donate to somebody's GoFundMe or to the Goodwill, you know, clothes, shoes, pocketbook you can't wear anymore, you got to be donating something. It's give and take. You know, this is a time of humanitarianism. How often should I meditate? That is up to you. I fast every Saturday because Saturn is the main planet that I work with. So on a Saturday, I'm fasting all day and I'm tapping in with Saturn. And I'll come back to that. Dependability, self-reliance, practicality, consideration, inner wisdom, self-sufficiency, social status, compassion, you know what I'm saying? Judgment, problem solving, efficiency, challenge, trustworthiness, insight, planning, working independently, learning through experience, truth and justice, retreat, caution, self-discipline, free will, spiritual consciousness. The number eight is the number of karma, the universal law of cause and effect. Now, let's see. We are in a good way for you to work with the energy every year. What you want to do, like, this is year 2022. So when you add it up, 2, 2, 2, 4, 6. So it's the number 6. I'm 55 years old, okay? So 55 in numerology, we put it down to a single digit. 5, 5, that's 10, and 1. So with this number 6 and a 1, I know it's going to be a 7-year energy for me. And 7 is all about the spiritual. So you would take your year by your birthday and put it down to a single digit, okay? And that's when you look at how the energy is going to play out in your life for that year. Now, when we enter an 8th year, that's going to be coming up, I think, in 2025 or something like that. You know, we're going to see a lot of stuff happening because it's so much going on the planet with the war in Ukraine. I was looking at something the other day.
War in Ukraine? What?
Oh,
well, it may be something
in Israel. I mean, you would think as a planet.
Isn't that a fabricated, like, what the fuck?
With each other for centuries, that we would be evolved at the level to sit our asses down at a table and work on our differences. Kali, Natchi University, thank you for the donation. You would think we'd be able to sit our asses down. You know what I'm saying? And work with each other, but instead it's all matters of fuckery. So tomorrow when you tap in this energy, and because it is reading Stay Wild Moonchild, because it is going to be in Leo, one of the essential oils is frankincense, okay? Frankincense. And when you anoint, you can use red, white, you know what I'm saying? For the energy of tomorrow. Because when you go outside, like I'm hyped right now because I was out today and the sun, she wasn't burning as hot as she normally is. I don't know if it's because, you know, it was raining all day yesterday, but she wasn't as hot as she was, as she, you know, she has gotten to be. So I was able to be out there. Thank you, Vonda, for the donation. I was able to be out there for an hour. So one of the things that you want to do tomorrow is to do a, you know, you may do the Amkuchetanev, but we don't go under peaceful conditions, yeah? Okay, let's see. The mantra, and just bear with me here. What the hell is this? Damn, everybody did me up tonight. Now, we got some planetary mantras for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And let me see here. Get the mantra for the sun, which is Om Prim Sum Suryaya Namaha. Just one second. Where's my Baphomet book? I will be right back. Heru? Okay, I am back. Yes. So, in my little Baphomet notebook. My little Baphomet notebook.
Hansons are hitting the road, and wherever they go, they'll be about 10 minutes from a hotel by Wyndham. The Morgans are soaking up the sun and the
smile.
Of course
we have
smile.
To have the distraction.
From a hotel by Wyndham. Amy and...
I got your seven, you know, classical planet mantra.
That's the
way. So the mantra for tomorrow, and I'm just
going
to write that down. Yeah, Ruby, do me. Om. Om or Om. A-U-M. Ma, H-A. So it's Om. Let me make sure I'm saying that. Sur Yaya Namaha. So it's Om Sur Yaya Namaha. And because, again, it's in Leo, this is the sun type energy dealing with, you know, a Sekhmetian type energy because this is the lion's gate. You know what I'm saying? So we can even be invoking Sekhmet because Sekhmet, she is also a deity, not only of destruction, but also healing. So we would want to go with Ertana Hekau Apen Sekhmet, okay, along with the sun mantra, Om Sur Yaya Namaha. Om Sur Yaya Namaha. You know, and typically you want to say that about 108 times. Segment is wonderful to work with. Thank you for this info, Princess. Yes, because one of the sisters wrote a book called Segment Rising. Go share the CBC Segment Rising. Yeah, yeah, it's a picture of a lion-headed woman. Yes. Does Baphomet relate to the goddess Kali or Lucifer in any way? No, they're totally different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In the Baphomet, she's the underworld. She was more identified with, like, Saturn. You know what I'm saying? Lucifer is identified with the planet Venus. And Lucifer, she's a renegade angel. She's not a demon. And it's like, you're in the military, you go AWOL. That's what Lucifer did. She wanted to liberate humanity from the bonds of religious ignorance, so we're not just zombies following behind, you know what I'm saying, this whole hopped up on Jesus type stuff, okay? Is Belial different from Baphomet? Yes. Belial is actually one of the demons that is worked with for wealth, and is connected to with the planet Venus, okay? At least I think. Yeah, let's see. All right, so tomorrow, now let me do the segment chant, Ertha, E-R-T-A, Ertha Na, N-A, Ertha, what the fuck, N-A-H-E-K-A-U, Hekau, Hekau. Segment, S-E-K-H-M-E-T. Let me make sure I'm spelling that shit right. Did you find it? E-R-T-A, Ertha, Ertha Na Hekau, Ertha Na Hekau Apen, what? That's what Apen. A-P-E-N, Apen Segment, S-E-K-H-M-E-T. And I'm just going to put in parentheses, may I be given the words of power of Sekhmet, S-E-K-H-M-E-T, okay? So that is one of the comedic mantras, Ertha Na Hekau Apen Sekhmet. Ertha Na Hekau Apen Sekhmet. Ertha Na Hekau Apen Sekhmet. Now, I'd be very careful with this because Sekhmet can jump and can jump into you, possess you. You know what I'm saying? And her energy is very heavy. So if you ain't ready for that, You know what I'm saying? You can, you know, use any of the other goddesses, like Earth and Amatau, Af and Af, which is Aset. Where's the book? Okay. So this is a book that's written by the high priestess of Sekhmet from the Ra Sekhiar Temple, and this is Sekhmet Rising, okay? And so you can see she got this Sekhmet thing here, you know, and these are invocations to Sekhmet. So tomorrow, you know, great woman Sekhmet, you want to be tapping into that energy and the mantra of the sun. You can combine the Urtana Hekau Afin Sekhmet with the sun mantra. You know what I'm saying? The sun mantra and also the Om Pooja Sinanga. You know what I'm saying? You can do all of those. Give me my little bathroom book here. Yeah. Yep, give me my little back on my notes with all my notes. Okay. So, at this point, I am just going to say a prayer. Oh, goddess of fire, and this is a prayer that I wrote. Oh, goddess of fire, mighty daughter of Anu, most terrifying among thy sisters, goddess of the furnace of destruction, rise up. I invoke you, goddess of fire, to destroy our enemies. Burn the wicked sorcerers and sorceresses who seek to oppress and persecute your children and your priests and your priestesses. Daughters of Tiamat, Ereshkigal, Inanna, Anat, Aset, Sekhmet, Nekhabet, Oshun, Oya, Yemaya, Mabiwata, Urzuli, Yami, Ajay, Osharonga. It is I, Priestess Aset Ra Amen, who summon you to destroy the wicked and their bloodline. Cut them down and consume them. Cut their bloodline. Cut out their bloodline, them and their children. So may it be. Okay? Now, that's my own prayer that, you know, I wrote.
Okay, read it.
Okay? And this is just, you know, the mothers. Now,
the hope to turn on.
Let me see here. Tomorrow, the sun type energy, what we want to be tapping into with this energy, strength, success, determination, self-confidence, vitality, thought, completing all your projects, bringing all your plans to fruition, decision, authority, recognition, and achievement. You know what I'm saying? Recognition and achievement. Okay? This is the energy, advancement, creativity, dignity, and fame for those who desire fame. Like I read for a little brother, I read for a brother the other day, and I think he's going into music business, and he's also a writer and performer, and I thought that he was going to be famous. So, you know, using this energy, this is to bring your manifestation to fruition. Sage Goddess, how are you doing? And Miss Tita, you know what I'm saying? So this is a time for us to really tap in and really be vibrating on the frequency, okay, of sending your energy out into the universe. Because right now it is all about frequency, energy, and vibration. You understand? And the so-called power dippy, I don't call it no motherfucking power dippy because there ain't no power that deep. But these raggedy bitches that run this matrix, you know, that is doing everything to stop us from elevating spiritually, you know, by putting things in our food, in our water, you know, all the fluoride in the water to affect your penile gland, the GMO fruits and food and everything to really to dumb you down. You know what I'm saying? And to make you sick. But some of the ways that you combat that, you know what I'm saying? Yes, those raggedy bitches. Some of the ways you combat that is by taking, like, black seed oil, using, like, activated charcoal, and putting it in your water. You know what I'm saying? And go back to a more natural way of healing. This is the book here, African Holistic Health by Layla Africa. Nutricide by Dr. Layla Africa. The Nutritional Destruction of the Black Race. This is a really good read. And this got all the herbs in it, the milk thistle, the burdock root, you know, everything here for high blood pressure, diabetes, you name it, there's an herb in here. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, you want to be tapping in. And you are going to tap in with all your energy, the cold fire, yeah, the dragon, that's Tiamat. You know, I'm feeling called to work with Tiamat. Yes, I have a Tiamat altar in my house. And so tomorrow, everyone should be on the frequency of tapping into this lion's gate. And one of the things that you can deal with tapping into the lion's gate is by meditating. You know what I'm saying? And you can use like sunstone crystal, but the go-to crystal is clear quartz, because clear quartz can be programmed for anything. You know what I'm saying? What do you do for protection over manifestation? You just use your words. This is now the time of using your Heka. This is what the Egyptians call your sacred Heka. Remember, the Bible said life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know what I'm saying? I didn't hex the motherfuckers and they got cancer. They got ran down by motherfucking semis, wrapped their cars around the tree just by using, you know what I'm saying, my sacred Heka. You know, and of course, putting their ass in the old room pot and some other shit too. Okay? So, with that being said, like I said, when you look up in the sun and do your sun gazing, the sun can be white, the sun can be red, it can be yellow. You know what I'm saying? So this is what you want to use, you know, and when you are going to be doing this, you know what I'm saying, you can, you know, like you rub it on a nightstick, you know what I'm saying? Gosh, gosh. Close your ears, Harold. Where is he? Hey, Doobie Doobie. Okay, hold on. Let me take a sip of this motherfucking bumble cord rum. Yes. Kali, thank you for the donation. Do you know anything about the Necronomicon? Yes, I'll do a video on that. Yes, let me take a sweet here. God damn, this is some good rum. Ooh, a lot of mercy. Mm. Take another sip. Mm. Mm. Ooh. Chad, let me tell you something. Y'all get a chance, go to the liquor store and buy this motherfucking Haitian rum, Bumble Court. This shit will make you say, Bumble Clutch, when you take two sips. Okay? So, you're going to use, this is what you're doing, and you're going up. You're going up because you're bringing things to you. Now, you can do it up like that. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're bringing stuff to you, you want to go up. Now, if you're going to do this, you want to do it clockwise. You know what I'm saying? Von D, thank you for the donation. You want to go clockwise. You don't want to go counterclockwise because you're removing stuff. You want to bring it. So what you can do when you use your frankincense, you can put it in your hands and you can go off like this. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to put it on my ancestral altar. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to do some, yeah. And Ruby Doobie, come turn this around. I'm going to do it with my ancestors. So I'm going to turn this to my ancestor altar, pulling down that astral energy through the lion's gate by using my DNA on my candle and my spirit powder. Yes, and for you men, put some of your baby batter on your candle, okay? For you women, stick your finger up in your coochie. And get some of that good liquid and anoint your candles. You're putting your essence. You know what I'm saying? So for you men, feel free to jack off and get some of that baby batter. Put it on your motherfucking candle. For you women, you can beat off. You know what I'm saying? Or if you got enough juice up there, just stick your finger up there, get some. And you don't need a lot. You don't need a lot, just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yes, Nubia, some foom-foom juice. You know what I'm saying? I like Jamaica with your ratchet self when they talk about a woman giving a man head clean out the rifle. You know what I'm saying? Yes! Okay? Sex magic. Yes, that's what it is. Because as human beings, oh, Lord, I'm getting hot. See, that's what it is. I might call up a nigga tonight. Not tonight, Heru. Let me put up my titty. Where's Deimos? That goddamn beard kicked me to the curb. But I'll call that nigga up tonight and be like, yo, nigga, come over here and give me some. Okay? You booked your reading today? Yes. So when you book your reading, just come with your pen and your notepad. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, tomorrow is all about self-confidence. You understand? See, my Jupiter is in Leo. So this is my energy tomorrow. I am here to empower and to inspire you. You know what I'm saying? As human beings, two of the most easiest pools of energy we got to pull from is our sexual energy and our anger and our rage. We're not using no anger tomorrow. We're using our sexual energy. So feel free to beat off and use that energy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. I know after I'm done drinking this bumble cord, I'll feel real ivory. I may not have to get jiggy with myself tonight. See, I already got, you know, my stuff, you know, put away and mixed already. So, now, Harubi Doobie, let's do this. Make sure that we can see here. All right. So, I am going to the red. The red. And where is the other one? For the white. And this is, Heru's father and my father, that big black nigga, because I like them big green mild Negroes. You know what I'm saying? But I had to come for that nigga with the Solomon teeth. Okay, but yes, he's in the asteroid. I still love you, baby. Next lifetime, okay? Yes. All right. So now, I hope my skirt ain't showing because I ain't got no drawers on. I don't want people seeing my ass. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. So we gonna like this. We gonna like this. And yes, yes. So ancestors, And see, I got my granddaddy's big old Bible right here. Let me see. Exodus, movement of your people. Yes. So we're gonna get Psalms 23. The Great Mother is my protector. We shall not want. She makes us to lay down in green pastures. She leads my ancestors by the still water. She restores our soul. She leads us in the path of righteousness for her name's sake. Yea, though I and my ancestors walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil from Nick Nassos, okay? For thou, Great Mother, art with us. You prepare the table before us in the presence of our enemies and anoint our head with oil.
No, y'all can take over my house. I'm sorry.
Okay? And so, let's get some
You may find another house.
Some ancestral money right here.
Y'all gotta go.
And we gonna burn some.
Okay, so 8 a.m.
Let me see. You have to have power behind your words. Sunstone or orange, which you get. You have to have power behind your words. You know, the old people, they say your voice. Because if you ain't got no power behind your words and you just sitting there, ain't shit going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to you now. Shit, I feel like pinching my motherfucking nipples. I'm getting excited. Because it don't take too much for me to get off. You know, I was reading for a sister the other day, and I'm telling her to feel the feelings in her vagina. And she couldn't feel it. And I'm reading for her, and I'm like, close your eyes and let's tap in and feel the feeling in your vagina. And she couldn't feel it. I'm ready to bust a nut. I'm like, yo, then you just have to do some work on your vagina. You have to, whatever blocks that's blocking you, you know what I'm saying? Because you should be able to readily access it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I tell everybody right now, just close your eyes and focus on your dick or your pimple. Just focus and feel the just feel it. Ooh, yeah, just feel that motherfucker. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Yes, really. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You should be able to feel it down there if you ain't got no blocks. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the donation, Food Abroad. Did you know there's a connection between the vagina and the throat chakra? Yes. Yes, of course. Yes. You didn't see my video when I talked about, like, with the, what is it? The instance there, the Apollo Santo about putting that stuff in the back of your throat liquid, you don't even give it head. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put that and get that energy out of your throat. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So you want to tap into your sexual energy. You know what I'm saying? You want to put that up, like Food Abroad said, the vagina and even the chakra in the phallus, you know what I'm saying, is connected to our throat chakra. Taurus, your vagina is blocked. Well, you need to unblock that. Hold on. I got something for your ass. Hold on. Yeah. Taurus, go entertain the folks.
Raised for sexually molested is a black obsidian.
Yoni Egg. I should do another video on this. I probably will do another video. And you want to put it up there like this. And when it's done doing what it does, it'll brush itself out. Now you can see, I got a whole bag full of Yoni eggs, okay, for different purposes. I'll do a video on that. But you want to use your sexual energy, and you want to tap into this energy. Because Sekhmet, even though she's a goddess of healing and also a goddess of destruction, there is also a very sexual energy that is attached to Sekhmet. So that's what you want to tap into. You want to feel the energy from down below, and you want to bring it up from here. You bring it up to here, and you bring it up to here, and you bring it out. And when you bring it out and you speak what you desire, you understand? It must go out into the universe and manifest. But you have to put power behind it. Because if you're like, yo, that's not work. You have to put power behind it. You know what I'm saying? So this is what it is. So to the sister that she said her boom ain't working, you know what I'm saying? Who the Lord Princess, is there a connection between Sekhmet and the goddess Anat? They're similar, but they're different. They're different goddesses. You insert it. You have to insert the yoni egg. Yes, you have to insert it for it to work. And when it's done absorbing whatever energy and trauma, it will just burp itself out. You know what I'm saying? And so this is what it is. But Sirius, big star in the constellation, meaning great dog. Yup, she sits in the sign of Cancer. I'm a Cancer like you, born in the Chinese year of the dog, and I'm born in the year of the goat. So tapping in, and I'm a fire goat. You know what I'm saying? So this is what it is. There's a book by Jason Lincoln called Sexual Sorcery, okay, that tells you how to use your sexual energy for manifestation. I've used my sexual energy and gotten a truck, an apartment, more money, you know what I'm saying? It's all in how you use it. And so tomorrow, because even the sun type energy, there is a sexual energy to it. And this is what you want to tap into. And you want to use that energy. And don't just go for just material stuff. That's one of the things, too, is some material energy abundance, but it's also karmic debts being paid up, and also the universal principle of cause and effect. And we want to send out a prayer for this planet, that the people who are destroying the planet, that they be removed from here, the people who continually just cause war against their neighbors, they be sat the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? Because even though I'm here in America, you know, when I read and I see a little Palestinian girl, 5 years old, that she done been killed, you know, in a fucking war, and then Israel shooting their missile, and then the militants, whatever, firing their rockets. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous at this point. When are we as a species going to stop warring with each other? Because don't nobody own the planet. Now, the Nubian race,
heavy, you guys.
The oldest.
Heavy.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I need somewhere to serve. I got this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So one of the things is we, you know, tomorrow just say a prayer for the planet, and that the people on the planet, you know, will learn the fine art of those sit their asses down. You know what I'm saying? And start to relating to each other with peace and love and unity and compassion, because this is the energy that's coming into the planet. But before it does, what is the Nubian race, Morgan? That's the black race, the so-called black people, because black is a color, but our race is Nubian. You know what I'm saying? So one of the things is, you know, the new energy that's coming in, it's going to be about love, universal brotherhood and sisterhood. But before we get there, you know what I'm saying? We are going to go through some shit. And we are still going through, and we are in the eye of the storm because we're also in a spiritual warfare. So we need to be tapping into that energy. And not only that, you want to tap in and ask that your spiritual gifts be elevated, that your avatar can be activated. And if you get a chance and you can go into the sun tomorrow and just even be able to sit down in the sun for 10 minutes and just close your eyes and just say to Mother Sun, purify my body and cleanse my body. Strengthen me. Elevate my psychic ability. Elevate my ability. Make clearer my ability for divination, for discernment, for seeing, for hearing. You know what I'm saying? Activate and cleanse all my chakras and activate my inner avatar. You have got to use your sacred heka and speak into existence of what you desire, along with whatever that you are trying to manifest. Okay? So, every day, yes, the mother, son. Yep. So this is what it is. Okay? So, anybody got any questions? Because I'm going to get up off of here at 10 o'clock. My black ass got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Me and her Ruby Doobie get dressed to take his ass to school. You know what I'm saying? Submerge within the light. Yes, because the only thing, yes, Mecca, healing yourself is key. You know what I'm saying? Can you please explain controlling water in your dream? You just have to tell yourself, Bobby, when you go in your dream, you have to say to yourself that you're controlling the water. And because I've had dreams where I've woken up and it's lucid dreaming and some crazy shit happens to be the dream. And I'm like, yo, I'm going back in here and I'm going to fix the outcome. And you can do that. So is the sun actually, yes, the sun is actually feminine. Actually, they were called the seven sisters. Saturn, Mars, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Sun, and Moon. They were known as the seven sisters. And so they're all feminine. Do we need to, Brianna, do we need to write down our affirmations and desire? Yes, you can write down your affirmations and desires, and then you can burn them and let them go out into the universe. Because I got some affirmations right here, so tomorrow I am going to burn them. What time can we burn down? You, anytime you want. The sun, you know.
Right.
Whenever the sun rises till the sun sets, it's up to you. But you must tap in tomorrow because tomorrow is the 8th. And this 8th is all about manifestation. This is going to be a powerful energy. You understand? So whether you write down your affirmation and, you know, because it's a sun-type energy, you would want to burn it and let it go out into the ether. Or if you want to speak it out in the ether. You know what I'm saying? Because, let me see, Aries is fire of fire. Leo is fire of ear. And Sagittarius is fire of water. So Leo would be fire of ear. So even tomorrow, and the incense that resonates with the sun type energy is frankincense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you would want to be using that energy. And again, you can use whatever candles you have. If you're using like the tea light candle, you understand? You want to anoint around it. And you can speak into your candle. Earth and I have how often segment. Speak your intention in your candle. The who just the never. You understand? The sun mantra, you can speak it in your candle and you can light it. You understand? Because it's all about you and your manifestation, your power. Okay? So whatever time you want to use them, Alessandra? wiser to do this ritual before seeing my client. My concern is their energy. Yeah, I would do it before I see my client. You know what I'm saying? Because their energy is going to affect you. Unless you got, you know, this is black obsidian, mala beads, or this is black tourmaline, mala, that you can use to block their energy. And if you got, you know, some Palo Santo, that after you see them, if you want to smoke yourself out, but better to do it then, because we're energetic beings. When you are talking to your clients tomorrow, you're going to be taking in their energy. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're doing work to effectively block that, which is wearing like green aventurine, you know, black obsidian, black tourmaline, you know, a red Kabbalah string bracelet, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. And having on, you know, like certain oils to block. Okay? Kulini, aloe vera, no. What is it? Frankie, what's the energy of wolves? I had a dream pet wolves. Wolves is about independence. You know what I'm saying? It can also deal with like a loner type energy. But wolves are very independent, stand in your own power. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid if you have people around you that's not vibrating on the same frequency, because oftentimes this path is a solitary path until you meet your soul tribe later on. You know what I'm saying? And it could also talk about, you know, getting with others that are on the same frequency. But generally, the meeting of wolves is about somebody that's solitary and somebody that also stands in their own power. You know what I'm saying? Smoking myself out now. What does it mean when you dream about snakes? Well, snakes is all about transformation. They're about immortality. You know what I'm saying? So when you're dealing about, when you are dreaming about snakes, a snake is about transformation, the removal of different energy and new things coming in. It also can deal with occult energy and immortality. Does it make a difference to pray masculine or feminine God? I pray to a feminine God, but, you know, whatever makes you pinch your nipples. What oils block? Well, rosemary oil, you know, frankincense, sandalwood, those types of oils. Well, the dragon, you see a dragon, that's about Tiamat, you know what I'm saying? What is a good time for love? You know, Sean, what is a good time for love? Well, generally on a Friday, it's Venus Day. And what I'm seeing, Sean, I'm seeing like rose quartz. You know what I'm saying? You can use a rose quartz egg and or a rose quartz one, and you can tap into that energy of Venus. You understand on a Friday? Because Venus, on a Friday, it deals with the energy of Libra, the seventh house of love and relationship. So Friday on a Venus day. You know what I'm saying? And you can do your intention. Write down exactly what you want and do your ritual around that. You know what I'm saying? I put some of your baby batter on it and make it that more powerful, Sean. You know what I'm saying? Sending my son to the school. What's the protection? Well, Heru has black tourmaline, and he has his red Kabbalah string bracelet. Also, what about exercising a child who is in stories in a dream? It just talks about removing some entity. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. You know, you got to be careful, so you want to make sure you're protecting yourself. What about a white tiger with blue that's friendly? Well, tiger represents strength. You know what I'm saying? Strength and strength, courage, and bravery. You know? Would sunrise, high noon, and sunset tomorrow be the best time to connect with the portal? Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yes. It can be any time. Listen, whatever time the sun rises. Let me see. Let me see. The sunrise. Whatever time the sunrise, and the moon is going to be in, let's see, where's the moon? I think she's going to mentioning this portal and setting your intentions, you got to be directly tuned in to this energy, because this is a portal that you are going to enter. And because of the amount of energy that's flooding in, and not only that, this energy is going to be lasting, I think, up until the 27th, but it's going to peak tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It started on the 26th of July, okay? But it is going to peak on tomorrow, okay? So you want to use that energy tomorrow. You want to use that energy and tap in, okay? Let's see here. Now, the energy is going to last until August 12th, until August 12th, okay? But tomorrow is when the energy peaks. It's just like the Comedic calendar, okay? And this month, we're in Nisan Ray, which is also segment energy. And so, let's see, when is the ancestral holy day? It's going to be on August 11th. I don't know if you guys can see that. On August 11th, it's going to be the ancestral holy day. That means that's the day when the ancestral energy is at its highest. Okay? So the ancestral holy day for this month is going to be August 11th and August 21st, okay? And even August 31st, it's going to be 3 days. So this means this is when the ancestral, the energy is at its highest peak. So this is when you can offer anything that you would like for your ancestors, be it money, you know what I'm saying, be it coronization. You know, and of course, we have the Comedic calendar. The Comedic calendar is a free download that you can download on your phone, and it'll give you all the information. You understand? So let's see. Tomorrow, the 8th, there is nothing really happening on the Comedic calendar. But this month, till September 25th, it is going to be the goddess segment. Well, Akaru, which is, she takes the form of either Bastet or Sekhmet. And the sacred animals for these born in the month are lion, panther, cat, vulture, and the sacred bull. Okay? So this is the energy keeping in contact with our ancient ancestors. How may one protect their energy? I wake up feeling good. They feel meaningful at work. I feel drained. Well, here's the thing. When you feel like that, that means you're working around with energy vampires. Okay? Energy vampires and psychic vampires. Hello? Hello? Come here. So what you want to do, it is critical that you have black tourmaline on. Okay, come here. Let me show them something. And this is what my son wears. He has an Amdesman blessed and charged, but he also has black tourmaline. And he has his red Kabbalah string on. Okay, make sure this doesn't come up. This is the deal with you. Okay? Yeah. So he has his red Kabbalah string bracelet that has been smoked out with Palo Santo or sage, and it's been blessed and charged. You know what I'm saying? A prayer was put into it. You know, when you are working around people and you constantly feel drained, that is you're working around energy vampires and people that are very negative. You know what I'm saying? So you want to have black tourmaline or black obsidian to block and even green commentary, which will shield your aura field. You understand? Yep. Cheryl means And so Harold B. Suarez, yeah, the Greeks called him Horus, but his name is Harold. You know, he's actually Harold-er, even though I named him Ron Harold. I might go back and change that because he's an elder. He's been here many times before, and he was actually my husband in a past life. So that is pretty much it. So just make sure, I'm going to run up off of here. Make sure you guys tap in to the energy tomorrow. I feel better after I wear obsidian or tourmaline. Yes, and you people on Etsy, you know what I'm saying? And they got really nice mala, you know? This is a black tourmaline mala. And you can get that for a black tourmaline pendant. And you can put it on a string or, you know, something and wear it. Something knocked on my door that's probably, you know, one of your ancestors or some third guy. What doesn't mean you can drink your heaven says to be the end of a mess. You probably have somebody that's projecting, that astral projecting themselves in your dream. That can happen. Yep. So, okay. Any suggestions, cleansing for people on a budget? Yes, incense. You know what I'm saying? You can use incense and cleanse yourself. You can also use sea salt and lemon. And they, a spiritual bath. Sea salt and some lemon is a good cleanser. And if you want to put some coconut milk in it, you can. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Or even, you're on a budget, get some, ammonia. And put a capsule of ammonia, either in some water, and you can go over your body or put it in your bathtub. Okay? But doesn't even go towards in your house. That's just spirit if you're awake, okay? All right, so I'm going to get up off of here because I have got to get up at 6 o'clock. So thank you for coming. Next time, same bat channel. And everybody tap into this unlucky energy tomorrow, okay? So you all have a wonderful night.
We have discovered so many new ways to connect.
All right, guys, royalty to you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio, Spiritual Soul Sunday, guys. I'm doing this on a Monday because we're really not going to be back to the 27th, but I just wanted to just put something there, so put something in place. I still wanted to do these shows, guys. So gratitude, you know, to however this happened for me to come on and do this. I'm going to do another one, Motivational Classroom, right after this one. But I hope you guys enjoyed all of that. There's not going to be much more, guys. This is just, you know, Lions. I mean, she gave a lot of information. She gave a lot of stuff. But I'm going to also leave you how your mind is your wand. You know, your mind, guys. We are not playing any more games when it comes to mind tricks, things that we do, and things that we send people. The dark magic, you know, that y'all study and learn in the lodge as far as the mind is concerned, we're no longer doing that. So just please be advised and mindful of the things that we do and the things that we say. And this is for all of us, guys, but mind games and mind trickery is going to be a zero tolerance, all right? And that's a message for my ancestors. All right, guys, I'm going to leave you with your mind is your wand, okay? Your mind is your wand. And, I mean, that's it. Use it wisely. All right, guys.
Alapio, hello. Greetings to you. Okay. We're going to start straight away. It's now 6 p.m. You know where your positive mind is. We're in week 5 of our prosperity class. I pray that you are applying the techniques you are learning. Many Europeans have paid me big dollars to teach them what I'm teaching you. You'd be surprised. Who's into our stuff? Very, very surprised. There's a book that some of them published that I saw many, many years ago in New York in a small little curio bookstore. It was called Magic in Wall Street. An orange cover. You'd be surprised to come to the African. A little extra boost. Okay? So, we're going to start by invoking our egg, our ancestors, to overlook our work, Ashe, and to empower our work, so we may rise in honor of your grandmamas and granddaddies. Standing is a sign of respect. So please tune into their hard work, their back-breaking labor, their struggle and desire to survive, and that caused you to be here today. Ibashe Olodumare, we praise Supreme Being. Ashe. Ibashe Bobo, we praise all the African angels. Ibashe Eshu, Eshu, which we praise the divine trickster. May he trick us into our higher consciousness. Ibashe to Oya, Oya, Oya. May he blow to the heights of the ancestors' heaven. Ibashe Bobo Egumbelese Olodumare. We praise all the noble and righteous ancestors, those who sat at the feet of the Supreme Being on earth and do so now in heaven. Ashe. Ibashe to all the Egun, who were priests and priestesses, those who preserve the mysteries and the connections to heaven for us today. Ashe. Ibashe to all the Africans buried in Mother Africa's soil. May your bones radiate your knowledge and wisdom. Ashe. Ibashe to all the Egun, who were taken from Mother Africa, those who were stripped of their families, their beloveds, their children, their grandparents, their lives, their motherland. May we look back and say, never again.
Ashe.
Ibashe to all those who are placed in those ships of wickedness, those that took us from our motherland, to those who were pushed overboard, killed, brutalized, treated inhumanely. May their bones in the bottom of Olokun, Ashe, rise forth and chatter with our tale to the world.
Different tongues,
different colors, different shades of brown. Realize we are one, Ashe.
Ashe.
In fact, I beg the Egungun to enforce our understanding that we are one despite external differences, Ashe.
Ashe.
Ibashe to all the Egungun, Native Americans, those allies of ours, those kindred spirits who look over us and still do, giving us their love, their support, and their medicine. May you rise, Ashe.
Ashe.
Ibashe to all the Africans who built North America. May we receive what is our just due, honor, respect, and wealth, Ashe.
Ashe.
May we demand honor, respect, and wealth for ourselves, Ashe.
Ashe.
Ibashe to all those in this room, all the ancestors who are standing behind you. May you recall that you are not alone, that behind you stand long lines of spirits and supporters. And may you not forget this, and may you turn to them in your hour of need, and may you honor them with love, memory, and ritual. Ashe.
Ashe.
Ibashe to this site, this store. May Uma and her husband and family bless Ashe for their hard work, their sacrifices and labor to make this flower bloom. Ashe.
Ashe.
May we have wisdom, the green rays of heaven, Ashe.
Ashe.
Prosperity, plenty of it, overwhelmingly so, rolling in money, Ashe.
Ashe.
And then we start by opening our consciousness to the universe's abundance.
Ashe.
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 May what I cannot show you be shown to you by heaven. What I cannot speak be spoken to you by the Spirit. What I cannot reveal be revealed to you by your higher consciousness. May love, support, brother and sisterhood and forgiveness be amongst us.
Ashe.
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 I remind you, simple sprinkling of water looks deceivingly unassuming. Huh? But water is shot with power. It's a great mystical force. Neither solid nor air. Somewhere in between, like spirit. Right? Who did their homework? Let's see. Let me arm my bow. Who did not do their homework? Practicing, meditating, using your mind's eye. I should raise your hand if you did. Who did not practice, who was here last week? Shame, shame again. Raise those hands higher so we can all make fun of you. You must be treated as you present yourself. That's fair, right? Right, that's fair. I see. Now, we discussed last week and each week the Oga Eshu. The Oga Eshu is the magical wand of the trickster within you. That magical wand is your mind. Your mind is your wand. It is the one thing you can always control. You can always decide your thought patterns. Yeah? You can decide evil thoughts, good thoughts. That's up to you. You can see the half glass full, the glass half full, or half empty. That's on you. And I dared you to see the glasses half full. Right? To see your children as little divine beings. Your enemies as people training you to develop your spirituality. Right? People like that radiate a certain aura. What we call thoughts here, right? A certain positive force comes from them and you're drawn to them. The goddess Ajie favors people who are very optimistic. I'm telling you, she likes people who are sunny side up. No matter what's happening, they find the sunny side of that thing. They could be on their deathbed and they're busy consoling other people, their beloved family members. They're not worrying about what's happening to them. Huh? But that takes what? Responsibility. Right? You must take responsibility for your wand. For your own mind. I can't do that. Orisha can't do that. Olodumare cannot do that. That's on you. So, let's write a magic word on the board. Oh, such a dangerous word. That's all right? Responsibility. I hear why, right?
T-A-Y.
Responsibility. Right?
Yeah.
Accountability. See, the spirits tell me things about the next coming class before it occurs. Things to focus on and pin down. They say the village is not taking enough responsibility for their thoughts. You're not pushing hard enough to change your thought body. You're still falling into the habit. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll think positive tomorrow. I'll affirm myself next week. Right? you have to understand. You know the last class I mentioned quartz crystals? That you shouldn't be using them? Don't be wearing quartz. Don't have it around your house. Wrap them in silk and put them away somewhere. That's clear quartz crystals only. Clear quartz is not physical. It is vibrates faster than light. It is liquid light, actually. According to the sacred teaching, it represents Olodumare's mind. A clear quartz is as clear as heaven's mind. When you wear them or have them around you, they amplify thought. Good thought, bad thought. What some call the straight path thought or crooked thought, crooked mind. So, unless you are in command of your thought, you should not be wearing those things, using them, because you may harm someone. A quartz crystal is hexagonal. There are some seven-sided quartzes, but most are six-sided.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. The human aura is hexagonal, six-sided. When a beam of light comes through, a photon comes through one side facet of a quartz, it doubles to two. That's why it glitters, sparkles up. It becomes two beams. When it hits another facet, it becomes four beams. It amplifies. The human aura is shaped like a hexagonal form, like a beehive. By the way, if you don't like bees, if you're allergic to them, you want them to leave you alone, it'll work. Visualize yourself in a six-sided figure that will leave you alone. They won't find you threatening. Try it.
Yeah,
mosquitoes. I'm working on that, believe me. Those who know me know I'm working on that one.
So you think of the dimension of a flat on top.
Mm-hmm.
In the back.
One. Two, three, four, five, and then six on the bottom. Right? When you have thought, I'm giving you a little suddenly mentioned metaphysics here. This is you in the center. The cause. You send a thought out. That thought hits a facet of your aura and doubles. Then it surrounds another part of your aura and quadruples. Then hits another part and octaves. You see? Eventually you create a net of consciousness around you. If you have dark rays, you draw dark things to you. This is a force field, a field of force, mental force. Positive thoughts draw positive things from the universe. So you have to take responsibility for how you're thinking. And how do you know how you're thinking? Show me your life. If your life is fulfilled, prosperous, joyous, peaceful, then I will assume you are thinking fulfilling, prosperous, joyous thoughts. Wherever your life is stuck, change your thought about that area of your life. Watch it change. But no one seems to believe, or very few believe me when I say it's so simple. They want rituals and drums and herbs and chickens and goats. You can, we'll do it if you like. But thought rules. And that you can always control. Let's demonstrate the power, once again, because I must keep repeating this when they keep telling me. You watch the news, it gives you frightful thoughts, right? Danger, threats, harm. Reading the papers. Don't look at the news before you go to sleep. Don't do it. Because this is happening. You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm a high priest, a metaphysician, who studies the science of spirit. I am telling you, if you project these thoughts into yourself, they will amplify. Eventually, you draw yourself into an accident. Right? You thinking about it, you draw yourself right into it. You want crystal clear thoughts, where light goes right through like a quartz crystal. Right? Some of you may have those cloudy quartzes. Guess what that will do? Cloud your thoughts. Leave them alone until you get solid, okay? I'm going to wave Eshu's magic wand, the Oga Eshu. Recall, the Oga Eshu does what? Draws anything it needs instantly from the universe. And the Orisha, the god, the angel Eshu, can draw something to him instantly. When you pray to him, you can make things happen instantaneously. He's like Quicksilver, very fast. No, I'm speaking in octaves and tones now. Break out in chants, I'm not sure. Okay. I'm past puberty. I'm trying to think of my age. I'm definitely past puberty. That should be happening. Okay. Positive and negative. Okay? What we call in Yoruba, the front and the back. Right? The front is the positive. The back is the negative. Positive. We'll start with the negative. Start with the negative. Some thoughts that we generate in our crystal sphere. Okay? You're the crystal. Believe me, you're the crystal. When you're clear, you can generate light like a crystal. Be a conduit of light. It takes many years of training, though. Many, many years. But sometimes your thoughts control you. And if you're wielding a crystal, you harm someone else. That's big karma. Big old karma, believe me. Okay? So you're in kindergarten of thought training, 101. And if you can't make it through a week, I will hide every crystal in heaven, great earth here from you. If you can't go 1 week commanding your thoughts, how can you handle a crystal? A day. Yes.
Before I'm saying this class, I would do this all the time when I would grow up. If a bad thought would come in my mind, I would chastise myself for thinking about it, and I would get it out of my mind immediately.
How? By doing what?
I would push it away. I would think about something positive. I've done this. I've tried to see how long I can keep a negative thought out of my mind.
That's the trick. Remember this one?
I'm saying I naturally would do that without anybody ever telling me that.
I see. You must have learned that somewhere then. Past life or somewhere in your experience.
I guess I would say.
Negativity is like gravity. It has weight to it. It's heavy. Right? Positivity is light. It kind of floats. Is it easier to fall down the stairs or to walk up the stairs? Much easier just to be negative. Life will support that very quickly. It takes effort, sweating, to climb. We will accept no lazy Africans. Of thought. I'll give one more example before I move on with this little exercise I'm going to do. Early 70s, many medicine people, healers, and priests began simultaneously receiving visions of destruction of North America, of the East and West Coast being devoured by the sea gods. Just these dreams were happening. Right? Elders gathered and said, we must change this. We hope we can change this before it's too late. The sea mother said, your thoughts and emotions are so destructive. I must reflect you by destroying you. I will show you what you are like to me. I'm going to take half of your great country, two sides. We elders gathered, chanting, praying, invoking, clearing our crystals as elders, our minds clear. In the mid-80s, we received spontaneously visions from certain, based upon your tradition, but a certain spirit would come and say, it is done. We weren't sure if it would work. We were taking a risk. But we changed the thought sphere of the area, appeasing that spirit. So don't worry, move to California. Yep, don't worry about it. She said, I won't eat it now. I'm not hungry anymore. You fed me. We changed the thought through prayer and incantation, sending out a new energy from our clear mind, sparing many, just a few elders. You see? So you can change stuff by changing your thoughts. Few believe us. We keep saying it. And we'll keep saying it. Huh? Alright, so let's have you wave your wand of Eshu, your mind. Let's talk about belief. Alright? I'm going to give you some negative, weighty, heavy, gravitational beliefs. Then I'm going to use the magic spell of the opposite word. Reverse the negativity. One belief. Only cheats get ahead in life. Do you believe that? Only if you're sneaky, rotten, and backstabbing, you really get ahead. Versus what?
Only honest, hard-working people get ahead in life.
Honesty gets me ahead. What's the rule of the spell? Whatever you say, you're right. Remember that, right? If you say I'm nobody, you're right. If you say I'm somebody, you're right. There's never enough time to get done everything done in my day. Versus, I have all the time I need to get everything done gracefully. I should be able to do it all by myself. Versus, I can ask for help when I need it. People don't like to see my emotions. Versus, people are supportive of my emotions. If you walk around believing people support my emotions, you read that thought, it will amplify twice, 4, 8, 16, and draw to you that reality. Whites have all the good breaks in life. I got you there, right? Versus, blacks have great breaks, too. Think about it. Make it so. Black people have great breaks, too. You start to see it, right? You start to perceive it, huh? Men are all dogs.
Stop feeding
Malcolm. Good response. She said, stop feeding Malcolm. Clever, clever. A very good answer. Versus, men can be generous and loving. right? Now you're going to do it for me. I'm going to give you the negative thought, you give me the positive. Practice me before you think. It is safer not to confront anyone because then you can't get hurt. I'll say it again. It's safer not to confront anyone because then you can't get hurt. Who wants to take a dive into the light? Yes.
Yeah. You never know until you try.
You never know until you try. Give yourself a shot. Anyone else? It's not safe to confront anyone because then you can't get hurt. It's safer to not confront. That way I don't get hurt. If I don't confront you, I won't get hurt.
If you don't confront someone, it's safer to confront someone because you're going to get hurt again because they're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Okay. That'll work. That'll work. Yes. And I can take it. I see. Use your wand.
No one can hurt me unless I allow them to confront.
No one can hurt me unless I allow it. That's how masters think.
And you continue, they know that they're intimidating you, and you don't confront them, they will continue to intimidate you, so you have to make a stand.
Take a stand for yourself. I see. I'll take that one.
Yeah.
No one, say it again.
No one can hurt me unless I allow them to confront me.
That's very high in the crystal realm.
Every brick or the way it was said that you are not a victim, you cannot become a victim unless you allow yourself.
Unless you choose to. Now, someone can say to me, well, I do get hurt though. I mean, the person was rude and nasty and just attacked me. And if I wanted to be profound with you, I'd say attack who? Who are you? They attacked your ego? Oh, your ego was hurt. Okay. Is that you? Ah. Or are you an infinite divine being beyond pain and pleasure? Watching your ego get hurt. My ego's getting beat up. Ooh. That's how masters live. They think because you're a master, you go up some mountain somewhere, you become some recluse. No. You watch yourself now and you enjoy the play. Oh, look at me being cursed out. Look at me crying. Look at me having fun. And you watch yourself. Totally disengaged. You can't hurt me. Ah, very good. You're getting good. Here's one. You know, I should take care of everyone else.
Oh, I should take care of myself.
That's a good one. I should take care of myself. I should save myself first. Me first.
Follow.
Free your mind and invoke faith. And the rest will follow. I can take care of myself best. Here's a good one. Everyone's out to get me.
Everyone's out to
get me. If you walk through life really chanting that, everyone's out to help me. You're out to help me, you're out to help me, you're out to help me. You will see the help come. Even when they're harming you, you will see the help in the harm.
In your book, Prosperity,
yes.
Secrets,
yes.
Everyone and everything prospers.
I see. Everyone and everything prospers me now. Your nasty comments are prospering me. Mm-hmm. Your evil eyes prospering me. That only happens to those who take accountability for their thoughts. Otherwise, it overwhelms you. Everyone's out to help you. Think about that. Let's take a moment on that one. Think of everyone in your life. Your mom, your dad, your kids, your friends, your partners, your enemies, your boss. Look them in your mind's eye and say, you're out to help me. Think of someone you hate you can't stand. In your mind's eye, say, you're out to help me. Someone tell me how they see that person helping them next. How do you see that being true? Someone tell us. Yeah.
Well, I had a boss that I had to continue getting into confrontations with, but it helped me understand how well I can fight.
I see. So the fight taught him his strength. When we sing to Eshu in Yoruba, the little shuffler, Eshu always shuffles when he comes. He stands on one foot like this. Huh? He likes to wink a lot when he comes. We say, Modupe Eshu. Thank you, trickster. We always thank him, saying, thank you for showing me I need this experience to learn a new power of mine. You get burned so bad, it's disgusting. You better say thank you for showing me my naivete. Thank you for the lesson. The next time, I don't repeat it. Oprah show called it gratitude. We say, Modupe. Everyone's out there to help me. Say it.
Everyone's out there to help me.
Think of what you just said. Just think about it. Say it again.
Everyone's out to help me.
They're out to help you. They're resolved to help you. One more time, three of the charm.
Everyone's out to help me.
Think of the people who you thought that wasn't true for. And you'll see help come. That's the power of the wand. Okay? But how do you get this? You practice. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. Right? Okay. I never had any luck. I never win anything.
You called the net on the
sale. You're right. And then you can explain it, how that really works. I always have lots of luck. Every day and every way. I have luck all day for me. Luck. Lots of luck.
Luck follows me wherever I go.
Wherever I go, there's luck, like my shadow. Right? My mailbox is painted gold. Those who've seen my house. I spray painted that stuff gold. I went to a class on feng shui with some